Yoma chapter 3, Mishnah 11. Va'elu Ganai. The previous Mishnah listed people who did good things. This Mishnah lists those that didn't do such good things. And says the Mishnah, Shel Beis Garmu, the house of Garmu, Lo Ratzu Lamed Al Masi Lechem Apanim. They made the Lechem Apanim bread, which was a very difficult bread to make. It was in a funny shape, like a funny U-shape. They would make it in a mold, and apparently it was very difficult to get it out of the mold without breaking the bread. But they knew how to do it, and they didn't want to teach anyone else how to do it. They wouldn't teach anybody else how to do it. Shel Beis Aftinus, the house of Aftinus we had before. Remember, when they took the incense, they took it up to their place where the Beis Aftinus was. Lo Ratzu Lamed Al Masi HaKetores. They didn't want to teach people how to prepare the incense. Apparently they had certain ingredients that they put into the incense that made the smoke rise up nice and straight. It didn't like disperse. You know, it looked, the smoke that arose from it rose as a, no, this is the incense, not off the altar, this is off the incense.
Listed?
The ingredients?
Yes.
No, so they knew the ingredients and no one else did, and they didn't want to tell anybody else what that ingredient was.
Aren't they the ones that we read in the...
No, other ingredients, just to make it keep, to make the smoke keep straight up. Hugras ben Levi, and Hugras ben Levi, Hayyodah Perik Bashir Velorat Salamed. He knew, he was well versed in singing and he wouldn't teach people. Apparently he had this thing, he could put his fingers in his mouth and he could make these beautiful notes come out of his mouth by like playing with his fingers in his mouth. And he didn't want to teach anyone else how to do this trick of his. Ben Kamsa Lorat Salamed Al Masa Haksav. And Ben Kamsa, he had a way of writing. He'd put four pens in between in his hand, in one hand, and he could write four letters at the same time with one hand. And he also wouldn't teach anybody else how to write like in this way. Allah Shonim Ne'emarin, on the first they say Zaychet Tzadik Livrocha, Pasuk from Mishle. Va'al Elu Ne'emar V'Shem Rishayim Yerkav, that the name of the wicked will rot. There's different ways of interpreting the end of this Mishnah. Some say the first part of it, that the Zeichet Tzadik Livroch is going on the Mishnah before, and that the Shem Rishayim Yerkav is going on the people in this Mishnah, that the wicked will rot. But some say no, it's actually going on the first people mentioned in this Mishnah. They all had good reasons why they didn't want to share their secrets. For example, the house of Gomer and the house of Aftinus, they didn't want people to learn how to do this and then use it to serve Avodah Zorah. That's why they didn't want to teach anyone. So this pasuk, all of them except Ben Kamtza had good reasons for why they didn't want to share their secrets. So for all of them, it was, you know, Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha. They had good reasons. So they'd still be blessed, according to the second opinion. But Vashem Rishayim Yerkav is talking about Ben Kamtza, who didn't even have a good reason of why he didn't want to share. Of course, the sages didn't agree with their reasons. That's why they were remembered for Ganai, because it starts off by saying Va'ali L'Ganai. So the Chomim didn't accept their reasons, but at least they had reasons. At least there was, you know, at least there was what to say. And that's it.